Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I've never seen a time in this country where we're so open about this, and we're criticizing strategies and tactics that are used on citizens every day. Every day. But yet, for some reason, when it comes to this sector of the community, we have been completely bamboozled as, you know, why things ought to be the way they are. These things tend and come in many different shapes and forms, right? And we have immigration attorneys giving out all kinds of advice right now as to what to do or not to do relative to the individuals. I would caution folks, think about what you're doing before you step into that foray and follow this advice. They're looking out for the best interests of the individual. That's who they represent. They're not necessarily looking out for the best interests of the business. So they complain that, you know, a lot of times these searches that are made by ICE and or Border Patrol or otherwise is by consent. Guess what? No different with local law enforcement, no different with state law enforcement, no different with federal law enforcement. That's typically what happens. More often than not, you get consent because the individual knows that they're dirty, that they've done something that they shouldn't have done. And they know that they've been boxed into a corner. And rather than drag this process on and make things and matters worse for all parties involved, they cooperate. And in fact, that's why I read what the ACLU provides. Don't run, don't hide, don't do these things because they will come back to haunt you. You play silly games, you get silly outcomes, right? But understand what their interest is. Their interest is entirely different from most others. And where it really goes awry, in my view, is they are saying and trying to hammer this message that, like for business owners, that they have the right to deny federal immigration agents access to non-public areas such as kitchens and offices if they lack warrants. More often than not, agents rely on consent searches. That's every day in America. That's how it works. And these business owners allow entry into these non-public areas. Or these folks are saying they threaten you until you give consent and let them in your business. Now, this is the threat, okay? The threat in everyday America is no problem. We're going to sit here. We're going to have one of our officers go down to a detached magistrate. We're going to, you know, whip out a warrant in a matter of about 10 minutes, and we'll go down there. We'll get it signed. They'll email it to us, and we'll be in your door in probably less than an hour. So how do you want to do this? Well, we don't want to go through that exercise. Just come on in. Right. That's a threat in their world. The other threat, let's bring it back to immigration, is that ICE, Border Patrol, others, will just simply issue an I-9 audit notice. to the business owner. Because you see, under the laws of this country, you have to have every employee fill out an I-9 form, legal, illegal, citizen, or otherwise. And ICE has the authority to conduct an audit to see whether or not you've done so. So there are not many people that fill out I-9s for illegals that are being hired, right? Because that's a problem. It's illegal, right? So the last thing that you want to go through is an I-9 audit where they're documenting people leaving that place of business or whatever at some point in time, taking pictures of them as they exit. There's no expectation of privacy once they hit the public sphere. It's done every day to citizens of this country in conducting all kinds and sorts of investigations. But you don't have anybody telling you that. The advice they're giving you may end up getting you in more trouble than what it's worth. Because the imposition of fines against the employers that don't have their I-9 forms sacrosanct and in order, guess what happens? You got it. Fines. And you start paying fines. And then it becomes a problem. Because these fines are wide-ranging. In fact, some data from fiscal year 2017, $97.6 million in judicial forfeitures, fines, and restitution, and $7.8 million in civil fines alone. That number is going up. In fact, just the other day, 5,200 I-9 audit notices to business across the United States in a two-phase nationwide operation. It's one of the most effective tools that immigration has in compelling compliance because it's mandatory. And when asked and given the notice, and they only need to give you 3 days, you get 3 days to respond, and the wheels of justice start spinning. And if your I-9s are not in order and not sacrosanct, guess what's happening? You're getting in trouble, both financially and the possibility of incarceration. Now, when you look at everything that's being reported about what all these immigration attorneys are recommending to business owners to say, oh, you know, you don't have to give consent. You don't have to cooperate. You don't have to do anything. No, you don't. But guess what? You think maybe you're forecasting that, Houston, you got a problem? They're not telling you that. They're not telling you any of that. You got government officials that are telling folks, don't cooperate, don't do this, don't do that. Go ahead. Guess what? You're going to create more problems for yourself than what it's worth. And if you do, and you have, the last thing you want them doing is conducting that audit. Because in many cases, what they're trying to do is just get to a removal and a deportation order on these individuals to move them out of the country. So think long and hard and maybe coordinate with your lawyer as to whether or not you are going to cooperate or not. It's interesting. I've looked at, you know, news reports across the country. These same people are not advising business owners. Oh, by the way, if you don't grant consent, you may be subject to this and it may be a huge problem for you in the end. Right? Because remember that, you know, we're worried about a lot of things. We're worried about kids not going to school. We're worried about people not going to work and not showing up at work. And this is what they're talking about. So let me try and figure this out. So we're worried that they can't hide long enough because we're not sure how long these people are going to be here in the city of New Orleans. Meanwhile, they continue to violate the law. Both their employer and the employee continue to violate the law. And that's what we're worried about. We're worried about their continual violation of the law. Interesting. It's ironic because if you had that same situation as it relates to, let's say, a child molester that's being employed by a school, a charter school, whatever it may be, and the principals of the school know that that's the case. I just don't see people worrying about the fact that there's going to be some kind of enforcement action. And, you know, not that that individual did anything wrong on that particular school campus. Maybe it was something that happened a decade before. I don't see anybody going to the streets worrying about, you know, how long a roundup by the U.S. Marshals or this or that or local law enforcement is going to take because this person is going to hide out and not go to work and hopefully not get caught at work because it's a violation of the law to have them working in that context. It's absolutely incredulous what's actually going on and the story that they're trying to tell. Right? On the one hand, we speak out of one mouth and say we want good, clean, aggressive law enforcement. We want people to be able to live in an ordered and structured society. We want a safe place to live, work, and raise a family. And for the most part, in almost any given poll, it's all about compliance with the law. Right? Compliance with the law. But at the same time, we've created this whole different scenario. And you know, what's really interesting as well is that now we have concerns because Border Patrol is no longer going to be working at the border, and they're going to be working in the interior of this country. Well, there's no one to blame but Joe Biden. They let so many people in such a short period of time. They overwhelmed the border states. They overwhelmed the border towns. They overwhelmed the hospital systems there, the medical delivery systems, the educational delivery systems. All of the infrastructure were overwhelmed in those border states. So what did they do? They began to move those individuals into the interior of the country so that everybody could share in the largesse of the one of the most difficult problems ever created by a singular president in the history of this country. And now we're concerned because we're having to do proactive law enforcement in the interior. Go figure. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Where did you think it was going to end up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They were flying people into the interior. They were busing people into the interior. Not the state border states themselves. They did it as well. But the federal government was. This is not a Donald Trump issue. This is not the current administration issue. This is an issue that was created by the previous administration. And now, people want it cleaned up. They want order and they want structure. And it's not what we have. We have people standing in the way of law enforcement, throwing rocks at law enforcement, spitting on law enforcement, giving law enforcement vehicles flats on their tires, doing all kinds of horrific things to law enforcement agents for doing their job. Where does this end? destruction of property because they're doing their job? Harm to them individually? Threatening their families on social media? Where does this end? Is this all part of the plan that's being perpetuated by mainstream media as well as elected officials across this country? This is where we want to go. This is the best course of action that we believe should be taken at this point in time. And we, for some reason, believe that it's not going to bleed over into being against the local police. Look what happened just the other day at a gathering. They backed down the NOPD. It's not going to end just with Border Patrol and ICE. And now we're upset because we have local law enforcement officials that are saying they will not engage in the activity of immigration enforcement, but they will provide security for federal law enforcement officers who we work with every day, who we are on task forces with every single day of the year, trying to make your neighborhood safe, trying to remove the scourge of society off the streets. And they call upon local law enforcement to protect their back so they're not attacked by crazy citizens out there that want to stand in the way of them enforcing the law. And now we're anti the law enforcement official. Wow. This is incredible. None of these people pass these laws. None of them. None. And the last thing you want in our society, and what separates us from third world countries, and I said this when I was an elected sheriff, you don't want me to choose the winner laws and the loser laws based on my ideology and based on what I believe should be enforced or not. That's not what I'm elected for. I'm elected for all the people, for all the laws, to enforce them all. To this day, people still ask me, why were you so proactive in prostitution? And why would you even make bee drinking cases? Because it's against the law. If I get complaints and there's an issue and there's a byproduct to that criminal activity that makes an area less safe, and it always does, we're going to go enforce the law. That's what we do. So think long and hard about all this great advice that everyone's given to folks. It may come home to haunt you. It may end up costing you money. You may end up losing your business. There's example, an example, an example of this. And in fact, in every polling in the last 20 years, overwhelmingly, the general public has asked for I-9 enforcement. Why are we not enforcing it there? It seems to me that that would be the easiest and quickest way to resolve this issue. And they're right. Your intuition is exactly right. But don't let these ideologues move you on that particular issue. Because if you don't think they're not taking jobs away from U.S. citizens, and if you don't think they're not distressing labor rates, and if you don't think that it is minimizing the ability or the desire of business owners to provide health insurance coverage for their employees, you're sadly mistaken. There's study after study after study that says otherwise. Now, let me finish it up with this. That does not mean that these are all bad people. They're not. We understand exactly why they want to come to this country. It is the freest country in the entire world. We understand that. But we have an obligation to set up rules. And we have them. It's called the Immigration and Nationality Act. And these I-9s This act was passed, I think, in 1986, if my memory serves me correct, to address issues, to address problems. And then we hire a whole host of people to enforce it. That's the way it works. That's how you get to an ordered and structured society. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.